This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Who's behind this conspiracy? Once again, ask the question, who has the most to gain? People in high places, their names would astound you. People in low places, concealing their activities. People in all walks of life, left wing and right wing, students and scholars, a conspiracy of such ominous proportion that we will never, never know the whole story.
Place to be, WOR 710. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. Tonight we are broadcasting live from the in-house studio of Justin Marks. Justin Marks is in Hollywood, Florida. Yes, we're in Hollywood, Florida. And let me tell you about Florida. It's a wonderful place, okay, but car dealers are out of their minds. Let me tell you a little story. As a favor, I have a relative who has a car, and the car is registered to me, it's titled to me. For all intents, it's my car. This guy decides to go to a dealership because he gets something in the mail that says 0% financing. And he's like, wow, I'm going to get myself a new car. But what, you know, his car is a 2012 Mint vehicle right now. So he brings the car in. He's talking about a new car. He trades my car in. They take the car and they give him a new car. And 2 days later, I hear from my relative. And he says, oh, I got a new car. I said, great. What'd you do with my car? Well, the dealership took it. I said, what do you mean the dealership took it? Well, they told me I had to trade it in. I said, how can you trade in my car if it's under my name? What the heck is going on here with car dealers? Without contacting the owner, the title owner, the registration owner? They stole my car! Needless to say, they had to undo everything. So folks, you know, there are a couple of people who are at fault. My relative's at fault, and the car dealer's at fault. But how do you take somebody's car that's titled and registered to somebody else? Let me tell you who our guests are today. We will be speaking in just a moment with Todd Higgins from Crosby & Higgins. He's actually heading the litigation in federal court and state court against the city of New York regarding taxis and other segments of the industry for equal protection. We'll also have a little later Roger Chapin. He represents the Florida Taxi Cab Association. Since we're in Florida, we might as well speak to somebody in Florida, right? You know, and as always, we're going to go on with Todd in a couple of minutes, right after I tell you that our phone number is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. After we talk to Todd, maybe he'll be kind enough to take a couple of phone calls. And as always, our email address is taxihale, taxihale@AOL.com. And we will read your emails as long as they're clean. Okay, so we will read your emails. And once again, we're broadcasting live from Hollywood, Florida. There's also a couple of things going on we will touch on if we have time about toll violators having their their registration suspended, some tips for flying. After all, I did fly down to Florida. I have some tips for you. And I wanted a shout out to Colette from Las Vegas. She told me she'll be listening tonight. And, you know, last week, the week before, we had two taxi drivers and a taxi driver's wife in the studio. From now on, we will have people in the industry, the real people, the small businessmen, the taxi drivers themselves, in our studio with me, and give them some time to talk. Next week, in the studio with me, and that's besides the guests we'll have on the show, will be Charbel. You know, he's a frequent caller, one of the mics who calls sometimes, and also somebody from the private sector. Her name's Christine, and she's a yellow taxi lover. So those will be in studio in the iHeartRadio studios in New York City in Tribeca next week. But right now, let me introduce Todd Higgins. He's the founder and managing partner of a New York City law firm called Crosby & Higgins. And he's one of the lead lawyers challenging New York City's actions towards the taxi industry in the litigation that's going on, both in federal court and in state court. What does he have to do with New York City yellows? He was raised in Queens. He's a New Yorker to the core. All right? Although I don't hold it against him, he's a lifelong Mets fan. Sorry, folks. I know half of you love the Mets, half of you love the Yankees. Okay, I love New York teams. And he only rides yellow cabs. And with that introduction, let me introduce Todd Higgins. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Welcome. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Todd. Let me ask you something. I don't know where to start. There's federal action, there's state action. Who's behind this as plaintiffs? Who's suing the city of New York?
Well, like you said, there's actually two different cases that I'm involved in. One is still going on in state court, and that case really is a case about the basic question. And that's a question of whether when you use your smartphone to electronically hail a car for on-demand service, is that simply a modern-day hail?
Okay, and so let me change the question. Instead of who the plaintiffs are, tell me about the state action.
Well, the plaintiffs in that case, and we actually call them petitioners in that case, those were originally four credit unions. And some of your users may know them, maybe have long-time relationships with them. It's Melrose Credit Union, Progressive Credit Union, LOMTO, and Montauk was a petitioner in that case. And some of your users may know that Montauk was taken over by the DFS a few months back.
And the DFS, folks, is the Department of Financial Services.
That's correct. And I think that gives you a sense of kind of the backdrop that this litigation has been going on against, and that's the facts on the ground, what this industry has been facing, particularly over the last year. So the state case really comes down to that basic question of whether an e-hail is just a modern-day hail. And, of course, we argue in that case that that's exactly what it is. And, you know, most of your listeners will know that New York City law, New York state law make absolutely clear that hails are exclusively reserved to yellows.
We've made it clear on this show more than once.
Now, okay. You know, I'd love to be the, you know, the smart lawyer who thought up the argument that, heck, you know, an e-hail is just a hail, and you know, that I somehow coined that idea. But you know, you don't have to take my word for it. I'm not the one that came up with that. That's the argument that New York City itself made. That's the argument that the TLC itself made 2 years ago in court when it took the exact same position. And it argued in court that an e-hail is just an extension of a hail. In fact, the TLC took that position in January when it passed the e-hail rules. So we're sort of living in this strange moment in time where we all know what we're looking at. We all know what's happening on the ground. We know that every day e-hails are substituting out hails. And yet we've got a city that now is arguing and has been arguing for the past 11 months that, oh, these are two different things. These are two different businesses, two different industries. And it's just perplexing that they could take that position.
And where are we now with that state lawsuit?
So in the state court case, and again, I know you've probably talked about the case on your show before, but that's Judge Weiss in Queens. In that case, basically, we moved for a preliminary injunction on the issue. Judge Weiss denied the motion and basically found that the Taxi and Limousine Commission has discretion to call an e-hal either a hail or a form of prearrangement, which of course made no sense at all, because how can you push a button, and if you push a button and it summons a yellow, well, that's a hail. And it's a hail by TLC rules. But if you push the same button and along comes an Uber, well, that's prearrangement now. So that made no sense to us, of course. So we went back to Judge Weiss and we filed a motion to reconsider. And Judge Weiss did something that was truly amazing. In his opinion, in which he denied the motion, he says, and this is a quote, these are not my words, he says, electronic dispatches via app allow passengers who have not prearranged for transportation to secure immediate livery service at any location.
So he basically not said, he basically said that e-hails are street hails.
Well, one thing it's not is prearrangement. And we all know that New York law is just as clear. Not only are hails exclusively reserved to yellows, but all other for-hire vehicles operating in the city of New York are restricted to prearrangement. It's black and white. So here we have a ruling now where it says this is not prearrangement.
Okay.
It's, you know, equally perplexing how if it's not prearrangement, how does the TLC have the authority to allow it to happen? And that's exactly the issue that we'll be going up on appeal on. But, you know, in the meantime, every day goes by and the market continues to suffer.
You know, we have a lot of callers. We're getting a lot of emails. Let me ask you one other question. Okay, that's the state court action. Thank you.
Right.
What is the core of the federal court action that's going on right now?
Sure. Well, the federal case is actually brought by a much broader group of plaintiffs. So there are credit union plaintiffs in that case, but there's also a fleet management company, there's individual medallion owners, there's mini fleet owners. It's really a representative set of plaintiffs across the entire taxi industry. And what that case says at heart is, look, you know, there's a moment of reckoning when you take away the right that you sold to medallion owners, and we're going to get to that day of reckoning. But in the meantime, if you're going to open up this market and you're going to make these businesses compete head-on for passengers, for drivers, offering the same service, then you better make it fair. You better make it equal. And that's the basis of what we call an equal protection challenge. Similarly situated businesses, treat them the same. And, of course, we know that in New York City, adding insult to injury, yellow taxis are not treated the same.
Okay.
And it's having a disastrous effect.
Well, you're calling a spade, Todd. One quick email.
I'd call it a lot of other things, too, Dave. If you know me, you'd know I would if we weren't on radio.
Well, go ahead. Give it a shot. Noel has a dump button. Here's an email from MS, the indignity of Uber using human guinea pigs for their experiment in capitalism and greed, raising and lowering prices at their whim. I want to thank you, and I'll tell you what, let's take our first caller. Gloria, you're first on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave, how are you?
Okay.
My question is, under the Bloomberg administration, Uber was approved behind closed doors. Also, the green cards, they went around until they got them approved, right? With the ex-commissioner, Joski, isn't it a conflict of interest to create a company while you are still in office and then go work for that company?
Well, Dave, you know, I've heard this get talked about a lot, and I think that, you know, I've even heard that at one point there was an ethics inquiry into some of that. And no doubt, there's probably enough backstory in how it is that Uber managed to find its way into the New York City market. But, you know, at this point, what we're really looking at is saying, okay, you know what? Yellows have been around a whole lot longer than Uber. And if you untie their hands and you let them compete on a level playing field, well, you know what? Like the advertisement says, real New Yorkers ride yellow, and yellows will compete, and they'll win. But they've got to compete on level playing field. So, you know, when the whole story gets written of how we ever found our way into this situation, and when that day of reckoning comes around the issue of street hails and the destruction of medallion values by what the city has done, well, probably some of that story is going to include things like your caller just asked. But right now what we need to do is we need to make sure that if they're going to compete, they're going to compete on a level playing field.
You know, our listeners are angry. Gloria had called in once before. Her husband was ill and wanted to sell his medallion and couldn't, lease it, couldn't, and couldn't drive it. And she just didn't know what to do. She called the radio show. And what she also was referring to is it's no secret that a former chief of staff, you know, I guess I shouldn't name Ashwini Chabra, but I will, is working for Uber. I think the laws in the city of New York say you just can't stand before the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission for a year. After that, you can do whatever you want, but it doesn't prevent you from the employ of someone who was dealing in the same department of the same agency that you were working in. I mean, you can draw your own conclusions to that one.
And I'm sure you do.
And also, it's what it is, they have destroyed a lot of people's 401k, like ours. Now, my husband can't retire.
Did you have a 401k, or are you referring to the medallion?
The medallion was a 401k, because I took the money out of my 401k to pay off the medallion. So it's like that was our retirement. We're ready to retire. Now nobody wants to take the medallion. It's every day. It's a struggle.
Honestly,
my husband is working because he doesn't have any other choice. He's going to die behind that cab because he has a heart condition. He cannot deal with the stress of the traffic. We were ready to retire, and that's my point. And now it's not looking good. It's not looking good at all because every day that passes, Uber, it's everywhere. As a matter of fact, I've been starting to take pictures all over the city. They're taking all the taxi stands. And how much money do they pay to be able to be sitting on that taxi stand? They don't pay the city anything to be on a taxi stand. So it's a lot of problems that Uber has created. Now they lower the prices so that they could, are they competing fair? They're not competing fair. We had there's guys out there that paid over $1 million for a little piece of, that said, I have the right to pick up street hail. Okay? $1 million. $1 million. So while they were selling these medallions behind closed doors, they knew that Uber was coming out. They knew they had an app because those apps don't get created in one day or two. It takes a lot of time to just create that app.
Gloria,
Go ahead.
Let's finish up, please.
Oh, okay. So that's punitive damage. You're behind closed doors, you're creating a company, and then in front of the public, you're selling medallions for over $1 million? Come on.
I think we lost Gloria. Did we? All right, you're breaking up. So, Gloria, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and especially thanks for calling in. You were breaking up. I'm sorry. I hope it's not me that's breaking up. Can you hear me?
Dave, I hear you just fine, and I'll tell you, you know, she talks about something that just, you know, this has been an ongoing issue, but I think it makes the point, you know, in the federal lawsuit, one of the things that we challenge is the fact that Uber and companies like it are free to charge whatever price they want, including what has gotten a lot of tension, which, of course, is the surge pricing. But what people forget in the argument that we've been making is, look, it's not just about surge pricing. It's about the freedom to price according to the market. I mean, look, for better or for worse, passengers in New York City tolerate surge pricing. When supply is tight and they need a ride, they're willing to pay. And what does that mean for companies like Uber? It means that they have an opportunity – to raise prices based on market, and drivers are attracted to that, and they come and they work. But what it also means, and this is the thing that, you know, really why you catch me in a particularly an on-fire kind of mood, because here we were in federal court last week making this argument and having the city look sort of straight in the eye and say, these are different companies, these are different businesses, we have a rational basis for restricting yellows to fixed prices. And what happens? Literally, the next day after, Uber cuts prices. And what does it say when it does it? It says, cheaper than a taxi. You know, the New York Post had an article, I think it was on Thursday or Friday, and what was the lead line in it? Uber going for the jugular. I mean, the fact is, when taxis don't have the freedom to engage in pricing, to respond, to compete for passengers, however they see fit, it's an unfair fight. It's as simple as that. It's an unfair fight. And the fact that Uber came out 2 days after we're in court doing that, we already know that the ridership numbers are very clear. Uber went from 100,000 e-hails a day in, I think it was July, up to in October, more than 140,000 e-hails per day. That's 40% in 3 months. That's exactly what they're doing using price. So how can you look at this industry and say, you guys don't get to have that freedom? They're taking your passengers, they're taking your drivers, they're growing 40% a quarter, but you have to stand by. That's outrageous.
Thank you, Todd. Todd, here's an email. How about a tribute to those brave men and women taxi drivers of Paris, those who defend their rights against the unfair e-hailers who practice disobeying the law, are insincere to both their workers and competition? Sort of along the lines of what you were just talking about.
It's a story that's playing out in every market. And look, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if a city like New York wants to look out and say, you know, we had a system for 80 years, and this system worked great. You had a clearly segmented market. Yellows knew who they could pick up. Black cars knew who they could pick up. Liveries did their thing. And everybody played by the rules within their segments. And if New York City were to look at that and say, you know, technology has changed the facts, and we want a different model, and we understand that we sold medallion owners this right, and we understand that we're going to take that right away, and we have the power to do that, but we also understand that we're going to owe just compensation for doing it. If the city had said that, and the city had looked at medallion owners and said, we understand we're going to have to make you whole because we took this away, but we think it's better for everyone overall if there's a new kind of way of the industry working and a new kind of competition, and that's what technology, the march of technology, requires, and they treated medallion owners fairly, and then they let the competition be fair, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Instead, we have a dysfunctional, wrong situation, and it's got to be fixed. And sooner or later, the facts on the ground are going to force the city. In fact, I think you know, Dave, you know, the city itself issued a transportation study a week ago, and it practically reads like a page out of my complaint in the lawsuit.
We talked about that. 48,000 for hire vehicles in 2013, 76,000 at the end of 2015, 30,000 more vehicles, but it doesn't affect traffic. How the heck does that happen?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people smarter than I that have looked at this study and looked at the science that went into it and have plenty to say. I'll leave that to other people, but what I will tell you is everybody got this transportation study, and what they did is they said, look, no cap on Uber. That was the thing that was reported. But what this study makes crystal clear is that these businesses are locked in direct competition, and incredibly, by the city's own admission, the rules are unfair. It's right. Stunning to me that they can say that in a report.
Calm down,
and then
Todd.
walk into court and say the opposite.
Calm down, Todd. We have a number of callers. Fasten your seatbelts for this guy. He doesn't call too often. Clem, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, my son-in-law is a medallion owner. He was at a party, and after the party was gone for a while, someone told him the guy down at the end of the table, he's a taxi inspector. So he made his way to talk to the guy. And the guy told him that the taxi commission hired extra care inspectors. They're going to be plain clothes. They're going to be men and women. They're going to be hailing black cars, and that includes Uber. And each person driving one of these black cars and Uber, they will get a $500 fine. I just want you to know that. And it's something that may interest you. There's what is known as the 1978 Ethics in Government Act against Municipal Abuse and Corruption, enforceable by the FBI and also the New York State Investigation Commission. That's either at 220 Broadway or 225 Broadway. They have a history of getting results. Unfortunately, it took 12 months to bring down about 14 or 15 uniforms. They showed them on the front page of the Daily News and the Post. They were still wearing their blue uniforms with the, and wearing their badges, and they were handcuffed and leg-ironed. Some of them got 3 years. Now, if anybody has no info about any taxi employee or the commissioner herself taking bribes, that would be very interesting.
All right, Clem. Listen, thank you for listening, and thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I do appreciate it. Before we go to a break, let's take one more call. Tom, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, how do you do, Dave?
Okay.
I'd like to, in reference to a couple of weeks ago, I was on your show, and I'd like to retract my statement in reference to our credit unions. I went on to say that they weren't giving us the financial support in reference to this Uber situation. So I'd like to withdraw that comment that I made and make an apology to the industry. And I realize after checking it out that they're working very hard and financially helpful in this crisis that we're in at this point.
Tom, thanks a lot for calling. Obviously, you heard what Todd has to say. The credit unions are actually the people. In one case, I don't know if they're called plaintiffs. What are they called, Todd?
They're plaintiffs in the federal case. They're petitioners in the state case. And in both cases, in my view, they're the unsung heroes of this story because of what they've been doing in the last year in order to try to help medallion owners ride out what has happened in the city. To just tremendous amounts of just real sort of boots on the ground kind of work, medallion owner by medallion owner, trying to help them stay afloat. And it's a story that's, you know, needs to be told.
Appreciate it. Time to make some money. Hereford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And a reminder from Member Brokerage Service, it's now insurance renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. Their licensed professionals will review your policy and your options and get the discounts and get you the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside the Melrose Credit Union at Queens Boulevard, 139-30 Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can also call them at 718-523-1300. They have extended office hours for a few more weeks. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, the home of the Taxi Dave Show. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. We'll have Todd on for a couple of minutes more to answer some questions. Thank you, everybody, for participating. And we will also have after Todd, our next guest, Roger Chapman, from the who represents the Florida Taxi Cab Association. And I wouldn't be surprised if Florida has some Uber situations. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Stay tuned for some more Taxi Dave right after this.
Listen to the Taxi Dave Show every Sunday at 8 p.m. to hear about transportation issues and information that affect you. Taxi Dave will discuss buses, trains, planes, gas prices, recalls, ticket quotas, bike lanes, vehicle recalls, infrastructure, and taxis. You'll hear information not heard anywhere in New York City. Down-to-earth perspective. So allow Taxi Dave to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel and the bridges where tolls are too high. The Taxi Dave Show, Sundays at 8 p.m. here on 710 WOR. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That damn point, just about halfway. The hottest part of the day.
Hey, Taxi Insider is back. I'm Taxi Dave. And Taxi Dave is back, too. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're on with Todd Higgins. And Todd Higgins is he's the lead attorney in the two actions against the city's actions toward the taxi industry and litigation that's going on in federal court and in state court. Here's an email. Lots of cab drivers can't get retired by age 65 to 70 because the cost of living is rising faster than wages in New York City. Toxic fumes in the air really takes a toll on cab drivers' health. I guess that's a comment about the for-hire transportation thing study. Here's another email. How many wheelchair-accessible cabs are out there, and how often, truthfully, transporting riders with the unfoldable wheelchairs? Riders and hotel doormen at the airport, dispatchers are calling those cabs to overload them with more than four people and heavy baggage, right? So the wheelchair-accessible cabs, like a cargo taxi cab in New York City. I want to thank Steve for that email. Okay, let's take our next caller, and our next caller is Charbel. Welcome to the back to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, Dave. The other day, Uber did reduce their prices. They slashed their prices to crash the taxi industry. Now, my idea is we paid millions of dollars for our medallions. Chicago, they paid about $350,000 for their medallions. All the big cities. What United States government, they should do to protect the people from full bankruptcy and the banks and the credit union from crashing.
Come on, United spit it out. States,
okay, United States, they should, everyone who wants to drive for Uber, they should make them pay like equivalent to the medallion price, and then they will have right to pick up people.
Oh, how about buy a medallion for the same price?
That's right, or they can do that too.
What do you think about that idea, Todd?
Well, I think what they could do is they could be collecting what amounts to a license from Uber for every ride, and that money could be paid to medallion owners in a fund. If you're going to say you can't turn back the clock, and if we agree that, well, you sold this right to medallion owners, you're taking away this right, you got to pay them for it. Uber's the one who's getting to do the business. Uber is the one who should be paying it. Then, you know, it's not like these issues at the end of the day, Dave, are rocket science to solve. You need a little common sense. You need a little bit of fairness and maybe a little bit of decency. It's very easy to solve it if people were to actually look at this and say, okay, you know, what's the right thing to do here? People ask me that all the time. You know how many medallion owners I've talked to, people in the industry, and, you know, a lot of people have spent a lot of dark days over the last, 9 or 10 months in this, and, you know, I sort of tell them, look, at the end of the day, we're right. We're right on the facts. We're right on the law. We're right as a matter of decency. So, you know, I believe if you hang tough and you have a little bit of faith that it is going to be okay.
Here's a email from Larry. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. He had customers at the Jacob Javits Center for the gift show, and they can't find any available cabs when they close up shop at 6 o'clock. It's real busy there at that time. He wants all cab drivers to know to service the Jacob Javits Center at 6 o'clock. Let's take our next caller. Michael, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Taxi Dave.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Higgins.
Good evening.
I was in that court the other day, in the federal court, and my impression was very bad. I think we could have done justice in North Korea or Afghanistan better than the justice that judge gave us. She was very, very unfair in all the points that you had brought up. And one point that nobody has talked about, we have meters in our taxis that are regulated by the weight and measure. How come nobody is talking about Uber making their own meters without any weight and measure on anything?
Actually, the TLC is doing the opposite. They have a pilot program for allowing non-meters in yellow cabs.
I've never heard of it.
Yep. Well, now you have. Mike, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Todd, you know what? Let's take one more call. JFK, Mike, let's see what you have to say.
Yes, first of all, great show. Thank you, Mr. Higgins, for looking out for the cab drivers. Dave, great show, as always. First of all, I want to say a lot of JFK is 70% moving sluggish. And Todd, out of all the stuff, the only thing I'd just like to point out is just, they, like you said, you had a very good idea in that they should have said years ago what they were going to do in advance before Medallion says, and even before the cab drivers got their hack licenses. So it just, let me know what the rules are, and I'll play the game, but don't change the game in mid-flight. It's kind of like a bait and switch. Anyway, the line is moving, so I'll catch you guys later. Thank you very much.
Okay, JFK Mike, folks.
He's not wrong about that.
I'll tell you what. Can you stay on the line with us a couple more minutes?
Yes, Dave, sure.
Okay, we do have another guest, and our guest will be Roger Chapin a little later in the show. The calls are coming in at 800-321-0710, so let's speak to Jim. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Dave. It's really a great show.
Thank you.
I want to say a comment regarding, I'm sure the lawyer is more knowledgeable than I do, and I'm sure he has a lot of expertise regarding this matter.
Which matter?
But yellow cab and Uber and playing by the rules. But I think that the main thing Uber plays on is a free market thing. And let's compete. That's what they always said. And if they do that, or if they get their way with that, it will be no yellow cab in 3 years. Because now, even last week, I think, or several days ago, they lowered their price to the point where Uber driver gets on JFK only $7 after calculating Uber commission, toll, and vehicle expenses.
you know, in a sense, it sounds to me like a Ponzi scheme. They lower the prices. Drivers are going to make less. More drivers are going to come. The public says, wow, it's cheaper. I'm going to call in. You know, we've had Uber drivers call to tell us that they're not happy with the level of income they were promised and what's happening. So
Exactly. And by going with this route, nobody will ride Yellow Cab in 3 years. The medallion will be only 5,000.
Listen, New York City's been a hailing town. It's still a hailing town, and I disagree with you. You can't tell me that people who were born and bred here, even visitors, don't know to stand on a corner and put their hand out. You know, Yellow Cabs are here. They're here to stay. We're getting our butt kicked legally right now. No offense, Todd. You know, but that, too, will change.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. One thing, you know, the caller says that if we're going to have competition in 3 years, there's not going to be any yellows. I think what it is actually the opposite. The reason why we're looking at what we're looking at right now is not because of competition. It's because of unfair competition. And that's a fundamental difference. You know, when you're asking taxis to compete with both hands tied behind their back and then saying, well, you know, it's free competition. No, it's not. This is not a fair game. It never has been. And so, you know, what we have to be confident in, what we have to believe is that is going to turn. And when that turns, then what you just said, it ultimately gets tested. You know, will yellows compete and win? I believe they will, but you know, I'm from Queens, not from San Francisco.
All right, let me ask Todd, what's the last thing that you want all our listeners to know and to hear? You know, due to time constraints, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on the Taxi Dave Show and for spending the last 45 minutes with us. But if you want to leave people with a message, what is that message?
Keep fighting.
Okay.
You know, this is not over. This will not be over until it is made right. So, you know, people like me, and I'm not the only one. There's a lot of, I know you had Dan Ackman on last week, and there's other good people that are fighting the fight. And, you know, we can do only what we can do in court, but there are a lot of other avenues that people can and should be working to fight for what is right, what is fair, what is honorable. And if they fight and they continue to stand, at the end of the day, it's going to be okay.
Okay, here's an email that just came in the second with all this talk about the disparity and legal action between yellow medallion, black cars, and Uber. Where is the talk from the politicians who yap on and yap about income equality? Their silence is deafening. Can't you find a legal representative who knows how to maneuver the Constitution? That's from Michelle. I want to thank you for that email. Wow.
Well, you know, the Constitution is, and this is why I say, and you ask me, what do I want to leave your listeners with, and the men and women and the hundreds of small businesses that, you know, really the yellow taxi industry is made of, you know, what do I want to leave them with? It's what I said before. You know, you talk about the Constitution. Well, the fact is the law is on our side, and so are the facts, and so is that basic gut question, you know, who's right? So, you know, the wheels of justice sometimes turn more slowly than we want, and nobody's more sensitive to that than me, but they will turn.
This is Todd Higgins from Crosby & Higgins, one of the lead attorneys challenging the city's actions toward the taxi industry and litigation that's going on in the state court and in federal court. Todd Higgins, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Okay. When we come back, we will take some phone calls, and we will have our guest, Roger Chapin, who represents the Florida Taxi Cab Association and also Mears Transportation Group in Florida. So let's get to our next set of commercials, and let me just see. Are we just about ready, Noah? Okay. No, I'm going to read it afterwards. I figured I'd read two before and two after. This is live radio, folks. We don't fool around here. You know, you get the real Taxi Dave here. It's a New York thing. What could I tell you? And by the way, I also want to thank my cousin, my cousins Mike and Marge up in Lantana, Florida, for being a great host for Taxi Dave this weekend. Appreciate it. You're listening to Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more.
Don't the moon look good, mama? Going down over the trees. Don't the pregnant look good, mama? Down the
Listen to the Taxi Dave Show every Sunday at 8 p.m. to hear about transportation issues and information that affect you. Taxi Dave will discuss buses, trains, planes, gas prices, recalls, ticket quotas, bike lanes, vehicle recalls, infrastructure, and taxis. You'll hear information not heard anywhere in New York City. Down-to-earth perspective. So allow Taxi Dave to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel and the bridges where tolls are too high. The Taxi Dave Show. Sundays at 8 p.m. here on 710 WOR. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Life is a carnival. It's in the fork. Life is a carnival. Take another look.
Here for an insurance company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We're very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, fire, theft, and collision needs. Visit our website for additional information at www.hereffordinsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. And we also have a reminder from Member Brokerage Service. It's now renewal time. Stop by soon to review your rates. There are licensed professionals. Review your policy. Give you options and discounts so you get the lowest possible rates. Renew early. Stop by Member Brokerage inside Melrose Credit Union at 139-30 Queens Boulevard by Hillside Avenue. Not only do you get great service, but hot coffee and a free gift. You can call them at 718-523-1300, and they do have extended hours for a few more weeks. Get your insurance from a broker with endurance. Member Brokerage, a Melrose Credit Union service organization, 718-523-1300, and the home of Taxi Dave. Right now, I know we have some callers, but we've had our other guest waiting for us. Roger Chapin is the head of public affairs for Mears Transportation Group in Florida. He also represents the Florida Taxi Cab Association. He was recently quoted in a BBC story about a Florida Uber driver who pulled a gun on a passenger. Now, that incident comes as Florida lawmakers are debating whether to remove regulations from Uber and its drivers. Roger Chapin, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, sorry for putting you on hold. No worries. You an attorney?
No.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed what Todd had to say. So tell me, what's going on in Florida, and what is the main focus that you have with what you do?
I work for Mears Transportation in Orlando, Florida. We first taxi cab in 1939. I've head up the public affairs area, which is kind of the regulatory side. In Florida, you know, Uber's been chipping away at the the local governments, local ordinances for the last couple of years. But each session, which is our legislative session, meets annually 60 days out of the year. They tried last year, and they're back this year, to essentially get a blank check, get total preemption from all local rules and regulations. So we're 2 or 3 weeks into this legislative session, and, you know, they're up to their old tricks.
What are their old tricks?
Their old tricks are convincing the legislature that they should have a blank check. So there's been an Uber bill that gives them total preemption from local rules and regulations, gets to self-regulate themselves. It's passed the Florida House of Representatives so far. And there's no companion bill in the Senate at this point.
Okay, so how are taxi drivers in Florida affected?
Since Uber or by the legislation?
Well, about you choose. You're my guest. You choose whatever you'd like to speak about.
Well, in Florida, we deal primarily with UberX, and that's the peer-to-peer stuff. So we've got guys... in Orlando, for example, we have Uber X drivers all over the place who will not, have not apply for a license, do not pay for a permit. They pull shenanigans at the airport by moving the pin to then collude to avoid the commercial lane and paying that fee. So it's impacting the drivers greatly.
I see. And are you finding any problem with the workforce getting drivers?
I think the workforce has been good. Well, lately it's been good because the economy is good and fuel prices are low and people are still coming to Florida. I actually think there's some Uber drivers out there who like the idea of driving people for hire and have found that they can't make any money with Uber. They're putting wear and tear on their cars. So some of them have come to try it with mirrors. So there has been that aspect as well.
Tell me about this quote in BBC about an Uber driver from Florida pulling a gun on a passenger. What can you tell us about that?
The way I understand it, the driver, the passenger said he was going to get sick. The driver pulled over, ordered him out of the car. When he didn't get out, he pulled a gun and demanded that he get out of the car. Uber has this no-gun policy, but obviously this is probably the second occurrence in Florida where an Uber driver's pulled a gun out.
Leave the gun. Take the cannolis. Unbelievable. You know what would happen to a New York City taxi driver if he pulled a gun on somebody? Besides being on the front page of the New York Post? My God. He'd be in jail so quick. Do you know what happened to the Uber driver?
I do believe he got arrested. And that's as far as I know at this point.
All right. Anything you want to add to what's going on in New York as an observer?
You know, I'm not real familiar with the New York model. Again, just because down here we're dealing almost exclusively with UberX. So right. Again, we have UberX drivers.
Have they lowered prices? Did they lower prices last week?
Oh yeah, they're lowering prices all over the place.
And how does that affect you?
Well, it makes business harder, you know, because again, you're not competing on a level playing field. So for example, our company paid several hundred thousand dollars in city permitting fees, $1 million to the airport and a commercial lane fee. The UberX drivers refused to do either one. So that's an unlevel playing field. We have required commercial insurance 24/7. It doesn't matter if our meter's on, if our meter's off, if we have a passenger, if we're on our way to a fair, if our driver's going to lunch or taking his taxi to the beach for the weekend. We have to pay for and cover that car 24/7. Of course, the UberX drivers are all committing insurance fraud by utilizing their personal vehicles for commercial purposes. So, the list goes on and on, how it's an unfair playing field.
Roger Chapman is representing the Florida Taxi Cab Association, and he's head of public affairs for Meade's Transportation Group in Florida. Listen, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show, and I hope you'll come back again and so I can give you some more time.
Anytime. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Thanks a lot, Roger. We have an email from Robert. Why doesn't the taxi industry also go for the jugular, too? Monopolies are illegal in New York City. Also are non-regulated ones. See the streetcar franchises pre-LaGuardia. Okay, a little bit of history. History's repeating itself, I guess, in other words. Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello?
Yeah,
question. What the Mel, or that guy said about some New York Investigation Commission? I didn't quite catch that.
Okay, yeah, that was Clem, our caller. I don't have the information, he said, but I'm sure he'll call back next week. You got to listen more carefully and have a pen and paper next time, because you never know what you're going to learn on the Taxi Dave Show, Joe. I'm sorry, I'm not going to really get into the FBI and, you know, Department of Investigation right now. Okay? So, anyway, there's so much to talk about. I have less than a minute, but what I did want to tell everybody, what did I want to tell everybody? I wanted to tell everybody that starting February 1st, okay, that's tomorrow, isn't it? Rush hour surcharge between 4 and 8 p.m. and weekdays, excluding holidays. $4.50 on flat fares between JFK and Manhattan. It starts tomorrow, folks. Okay, all the other things I was going to talk about, I'll save for next week. We'll have some of you in-house in the iHeartRadio studios. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. And I got to go now, broadcasting from Hollywood, Florida. Hey, taxi, you want a fare for 1,500 miles? Take me back to New York City.
This has been a podcast from WOR.